This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
All right, welcome everyone to the deep dive. If you're running, well, pretty much anything online that needs to connect with people, a business, a service, you've probably felt that frustration, right? Trying to stand out. Maybe you're putting out content. Maybe you're dabbling in SEO, but it just feels like, you know, your efforts are struggling to gain traction. So today, we're diving deep into why that might be happening. Our mission here is to really unpack how building trust online, it isn't just like a nice bonus for your reputation. It's actually fundamental, critical for climbing search rankings, and maybe more importantly, turning those clicks into real leads, real customers. We're basing this on a really clear, really practical article called Brand Authority in SEO, Enhance Your Online Presence. It lays out a great roadmap for growth.
Yeah, and that's exactly the challenge, isn't it? So many businesses, they think they're doing the right things, you know, ticking the digital marketing boxes, but often they're missing one critical ingredient, authority. It's this kind of invisible ceiling holding them back. And the article nails it. You can't climb the search rankings or convert clicks into leads without establishing trust and relevance in your market. Sounds basic, but it's so often overlooked.
Okay, let's unpack this then. Yeah. Because for years, SEO felt like, well, it felt like gaming the system with keywords and links, didn't it? So why does brand authority suddenly matter so much, specifically for SEO? What's changed? I mean, is Google really that smart now?
Oh, absolutely. It's incredibly sophisticated. Think of Google like a super intelligent concierge. Someone asks a question, searches for something. That concierge isn't just pointing to the loudest person or the one with the biggest ad spend. No, they're going to recommend the most reputable, the most knowledgeable, the trustworthy expert. That's the core principle. Search engines, especially Google, reward trust. They want to give their users the best possible experience, the best answer. So yeah, it's way beyond just technical tweaks or stuffing keywords now. Google's algorithms are always learning, getting better at figuring out not just what your content says, but who's saying it. How credible are they? Sites that consistently deliver real value, show genuine expertise, build that authentic credibility, they just perform better. They're seen as the go-to resources.
Right. So it's not just about getting found. It's about being found by people who are sort of already inclined to trust you because Google sent them. Does that mean our content has to work even harder? Or does that inherent trust kind of pave the way?
It's a bit of both, actually. That authority you build, it's like pre-selling your expertise. When Google sends someone your way, they arrive with a baseline level of confidence. Google's basically giving you a nod, and that translates directly into SEO benefits. It increases your chances of attracting high-quality backlinks. Those are like votes of confidence from other trusted sites. You're more likely to get mentioned in relevant media, and crucially, you'll engage users who spend more time on your site. And these are all key signals that fuel SEO performance. Google sees that engagement time on page, lower bounce rate, people coming back sees it as proof you satisfied the user. Huge for rankings. So you see, brand authority, SEO, they're not separate jobs. They absolutely must work together.
That connection makes so much sense. Between the trust and the actual signals Google tracks. Like Google wants its users to find the real experts. Okay, so we get the why. We understand Google's thinking. Now let's get practical. The how. The article gives us 5 high-impact brand authority and SEO strategies. Real actionable stuff to build trust and boost rankings. What's strategy number 1?
Right, the foundation. Strategy 1. Create authoritative long-form content. And this isn't just about, you know, hitting a word count. It's about going beyond surface-level blog posts. It's about investing in real thought leadership. Think detailed how-to guides and industry reports, like the article mentions, pieces that offer unique insights, real depth.
So not just long for the sake of being long, but comprehensive, like answering every single question someone might have on that topic.
Exactly that. Google's getting really good, especially with semantic search, at understanding complex queries. Long-form content lets you cover a topic inside and out, satisfying maybe multiple search intents in one go. That tells Google, hey, this page is the definitive resource. That naturally keeps people on the page longer, reduces bounce rates, strong signals, right? And yes, generally, long-form content tends to rank better for competitive keywords, precisely because it offers that comprehensive value a short post just can't. A common mistake, though. Just writing long, rambling stuff. It has to be valuable content, every part of it. Oh, and a pro tip. Keep it updated. Revisit those big pieces. Freshness matters to Google, and you can keep building authority as things change.
Yeah, keeping it fresh is key. Okay, Building on that, Google's getting smarter about quality. What's the next strategy? How do we signal we're trustworthy, especially with Google's scrutinizing credibility so closely?
That's a great question. And it leads straight into strategy two. Leverage Google EEE principles. EEAT. It stands for experience, expertise, authoritativeness, trustworthiness. It's basically Google's checklist for judging how credible your content and you as the source really are. Think about it like if you need medical advice, you want a doctor with actual experience treating patients who's board certified, respected by peers, and known for being honest, right? Same idea.
That makes total sense. So it's about showing, not just telling, providing actual proof of our credentials and experience.
Absolutely. You can't just say you're an expert. You have to demonstrate it. The article suggests things like display client success stories, certifications, and expert quotes across your site and content. Mm-hmm. This could mean detailed about S pages, team bio showing qualifications, case studies with real results, awards, industry recognition, like if you're a financial advisor. Featuring your CFP certification, client testimonials about positive outcomes, maybe links to articles you've published in finance journals. That's strong EEAT. You're essentially building your digital resume for Google and for your visitors, showing you've got the real-world chops. And Google definitely rewards businesses that show real experience and credibility, especially in those sensitive your money, your life areas. But really, it applies everywhere now. Quick tip here. Clear author bios on your content detailing their background. That reinforces individual expertise, too.
EEAT. I like that. It's a really clear framework. Okay, let's switch gears slightly. Backlinks. Often misunderstood, right? Everyone knows they matter, but getting the good ones, that's the challenge. What's strategy three?
Yes. Strategy three is all about earn high-quality backlinks. And the key word there is earn. The article is very clear. Rather than buying links, focus on earning them. That difference is huge. Google's algorithms are extremely good at sniffing out paid or manipulative link schemes. A bad link can actually hurt you.
So it's not just any link. It's got to be the right kind of link from places that are already trusted and relevant, like a genuine endorsement.
Exactly. A link from a site that's authoritative in your specific field carries way more weight. Think industry associations, respected trade journals, maybe a university study citing your work. That signals relevant trust, not just some random blog. And you earn these through valuable partnerships, PR placements, and shareable content. Content that's so good, so insightful, maybe based on original research or data that other credible sites want to reference it. Think definitive guides, unique tools, compelling data visualizations, stuff that becomes a resource, because high authority backlinks are both an SEO booster and a badge of trust in your industry. Every good link tells Google someone credible vouches for you. People often chase quantity, but it's quality that matters. Focus on relationships and creating truly link-worthy stuff. Pro tip. Check out who's linking to your competitors. Can you create something even better that those same sites would want to link to?
A badge of trust. I like that framing. It really drives home that authority isn't just what happens on your site, but how the wider web perceives you. So building on that idea of perception, where else should a brand be visible to project that authority?
You're spot on. It's about the whole picture. Which brings us to strategy four. Be present on relevant platforms. This means strategically expanding your footprint beyond your website. The article mentions things from LinkedIn to niche industry directories. The key word is relevant. Don't just be everywhere. Be where your audience, your peers, potential partners actually hang out online.
Okay, so it's strategic presence, not just spraying your name everywhere. And consistency matters here too.
Exactly right. A consistent presence across trusted platforms reinforces your authority to both Google and potential clients. It builds recognition, reinforces your expertise across the digital landscape. For a B2B company, LinkedIn is probably crucial. Showcasing expertise through articles, engaging in discussions, local business, Google Business Profile, Yelp, local directories are vital. Niche industry, find those specific forums, online communities, specialist platforms, and be active there. And the practical tip is, optimize these profiles with your brand voice and targeted keywords. Make sure your messaging, contact info descriptions are consistent and compelling everywhere. That consistency helps Google connect the dots and verify you. A common pitfall, though, setting up profiles and letting them gather dust. An inactive profile doesn't help. Pro tip, don't just exist on these platforms. Engage. Share insights, answer questions, join conversations, actively amplify your authority.
Makes sense. Be where your audience is looking and be active there. Okay, final strategy number five. I have a feeling this one really speaks to how search has evolved, especially with AI.
You're right, it does. Strategy five is build SEO around intent, not just keywords. This is a really fundamental shift. As the article puts it, modern SEO isn't about stuffing pages with keywords. It's about matching your content to search intent. What does the person really want? What's their goal when they type that query into Google? Are they looking for information? Trying to buy? Comparing options? Looking for something nearby?
So it's like getting inside the searcher's head, understanding the why behind the what they typed.
Precisely. Yeah. Someone searching best running shoes could have informational intent, they want reviews, or commercial investigation intent, comparing models. Someone typing buy running shoes near me clearly has transactional and local intent. If your content directly addresses that underlying need, not just the keywords, that's when you connect effectively. And with AI, Google's understanding of nuance, context, user intent is just phenomenal now. Yeah. So when your brand consistently delivers what searchers are actually looking for, giving great answers, clear solutions, relevant offers, Google takes notice and rewards you with better rankings. It boils down to being genuinely helpful and solving the user's actual problem. A big mistake here is targeting a keyword but creating content that doesn't actually match what someone searching that keyword expects to find. Pro tip, look at the search results page, the SRP, for your target terms. What's ranking already? Blog posts, product pages, videos. That gives you huge clues about what Google thinks satisfies the intent.
Okay, so five really powerful strategies there, but it sounds like just doing these things in isolation isn't enough. The article warns about common pitfalls, right? Even if you think you're doing SEO correctly, what's the bigger picture trap people fall into?
That's a crucial point. The big trap is that many companies fall into the trap of treating SEO as a checkbox activity. You know, they do some keyword research, optimize some titles, maybe write a few blog posts and think, okay, SEO, done. But without that deliberate, ongoing focus on building the brand, demonstrating EEAT, proving you're trustworthy, even a well-optimized site can struggle to convert visitors. Just think about your own experience. You search, click a result. But if the site feels generic, the About Us is weak, there's no clear proof of expertise. You bounce, right? So if you've invested in SEO or Google Ads but aren't seeing consistent results, maybe you're getting clicks but not conversions. It could very well be because your online presence lacks the authority and differentiation your buyers expect. They found you, sure, but they didn't trust you enough to take the next step. It's like getting that doctor referral, but the office feels off and they seem unsure. You wouldn't proceed. The solution, as the article really stresses, is a data-driven strategy that integrates brand authority and SEO strategies. That combination can change that entire outcome. It needs to be holistic. Trust has to be central, not an afterthought.
That really crystallizes it. It's not just can they find me, but will they trust me when they do?
Mm-hmm.
By combining these, brand authority and SEO, you're not just chasing rankings. You're building a sustainable marketing engine, one that drives qualified leads who are already leaning towards trusting you. And that, at the end of the day, is what real growth looks like.
Exactly. You know, in this incredibly noisy, often skeptical online world we live in, maybe the most important question for any business isn't just, can people find you? It's will they trust you when they do? And recognizing just how vital that trust is for everything you do online, for your entire business success, really, it's something every single business needs to be actively building strategically.
A powerful thought to end on. Thank you so much for walking us through this. This has been a fantastic deep dive into brand authority and SEO. Hopefully this gives all of you listening some real food for thought about your own online presence and maybe some clear ideas on how to weave these strategies together to build not just visibility, but real lasting influence. Thanks for joining us. And until next time, keep digging deeper.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows, all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.